I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. Over 8% of children in South Carolina have asthma. Managing asthma and preventing asthma emergencies are important goals in caring for children with asthma. Dr. Claire McGeorge is here to talk about asthma care in school-based telehealth programs in South Carolina. Dr. McGeorge is an associate professor of pediatrics and director of the school-based telehealth program at MUSC Shawn Jenkins Children's Hospital. Dr. McGeorge, why are school-based telehealth programs in South Carolina important, and who is served by these programs?
Our school-based telehealth program serves children all across the state of South Carolina. We provide care for children in rural areas that might not otherwise have access to a local pediatrician. In some of the schools, we just support the school nurse who might be using telehealth if they have a student who's sick. And then in others, we provide in-person nursing and provider care.
Tell us about the asthma care in school-based telehealth.
Asthma is one of the most common chronic conditions of childhood, and unfortunately, many children have to miss school because of their asthma. One estimate is that asthma causes 10 million missed school days annually. We hope to prevent exacerbations by improving education and symptom control, and then quickly treating mild to moderate exacerbations so that we can get kids back to class as soon as possible.
Explain the asthma care school-based telehealth program that you oversee. What's really involved?
Through our program, we're able to provide really comprehensive care. We can do assessments, provide medication refills. We can have medication delivered and administered at the school.
And how do you really do the exams from a distance or the appointments with the child that is having an asthma issue?
So we have specialized carts that are in all of the schools. And these carts have peripheral tools, for example, a stethoscope and a magnifying scope. And through these tools, we're able to actually do heart exams and lung exams.
Tell us more about the asthma education that your team does as part of the telehealth visits.
We have a respiratory therapist who is on our team, and she will meet with the students with asthma and ask them questions about what their triggers are and how they can best care for their asthma, and then also have them practice using their inhaler to make sure that they have good inhaler technique.
And this educator is watching on the other end of the telehealth visit to give some pointers?
That's correct. We provide these asthma education visits in between exacerbations, so children are able to understand the importance of regularly caring for their asthma.
How many visits for asthma does this telehealth program do during the school year?
So we do around 75 visits per month for asthma during the school year, but there are other programs across the state who connect local pediatricians to the students in their area.
Dr. McGeorge, thanks for this information about school-based telehealth.
You're welcome.
From the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.